Blog Talk Radio.
Working on in the near future as well.
But we're going to get into some commercials, so y'all stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show.
Sex and Love Raw Uncut with Troy Rollins. If you've never been to a Troy Rollins forum, if you've never read his blog, he has had one of the hottest comedy shows there is. Sex and Love shows for the last 7 years running. So tune in and remember, no question is taboo. Send in your questions to NikkiRich79@gmail.com and we'll go live with Troy on Wednesday night. Check out Troy Rollins TV. It's Slammin' Jammin' every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
You are now in tune to the hottest, hottest show, on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
Several ways. You can listen to us on our blog site, which is thenickyrickshow.blogspot.com. We have a link, and you can listen to all the episodes that way, or you can go to iTunes and download our podcast. Download our podcast, and you will see that we have every single episode there as well, and you can listen that way, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNickyRich Show. And we have two co-hosts tonight, we're excited to say. We have Kano the Pyro in the building, along with none other than Jay Duke. What's going on?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, we cooling right now. I'm just kicking it.
All
y'all,
right.
We have Slam It or Jam It. Tonight is going down where we slam and jam the indie artist music. It is indie night, so we're going to get it in tonight.
All right. I'm going to let y'all know for real, if y'all hot or not, I'm going to be the Black Simon Cowell on here tonight.
Well, what's my role then? I guess I can be Randy. Shit, I can't be Paula.
They got the X Factor now. You know, you could be L.A. Reid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be L.A. That's the move.
Y'all, okay, Jay, since you coming on, tell everybody who you are and what you got going on.
Oh, yo, what up? My name's Jay Dukes. I'm out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. I do a lot of hosting events, man. Actually, my radio personality, 107.3 Jams, out of Greenville, South Carolina. I host a lot of events, step shows, talent shows. Actually, this Friday, I'm going to be at North Carolina A&T University, GHO 2011, the greatest homecoming on earth, and I will shut it down. Like, so it is what it is, man. I'm just trying to link up, network with different people. And I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for having me, you know?
Yes, we're glad to have you. And you are a comedian, I'm telling you. They got to check you out on YouTube. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you need to check out his video. What is it, Premium Unleaded? And what is it, Premium Unleaded? And Plus, I think it is. Y'all got to go check him out yourself. He is crazy. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Give me 2 seconds while I get out of this parking garage. My bad.
See, you can't have black people on the air because they got to do something else different.
I know.
You know,
right,
you
hold on.
Talk about got to get out of the parking garage.
They're like, hold on, I got to put some air in my tire. Hold on, the police behind me.
Yeah, like you really going to hold on the air.
How you going to put the radio show on hold?
I know. Crazy. But we having fun tonight. You know, it's Tuesday. Slam it or jam it Tuesday. We're going to get it in. Man, I was feeling that Rick Ross Tupac back. That's hot.
Yeah.
He's going to be at
A&T
this weekend.
Shout out to Meek Mill. Shout out to the whole Maybach Music Group. They definitely making sure they stay consistent on all their projects. Wale dropping November 1st, Ambition. And y'all make sure y'all support Wale, too.
Exactly. Wale
going to
be in Charlotte for Johnson C. Smith this weekend, so they
getting
it
I'm
in.
Back. My bad, baby. I do apologize.
You know,
for real, man. No, I'm out here grinding, man. No lie. I just left work. I just had to get out of the parking garage, and the shit was like, it was messing up like real bad. So the lady sitting there cussing me out, sir, excuse me, sir. And I was like, yo, hold on. Is she not holding on? She's just doing her job. I couldn't be mad at her. Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You are hilarious. You are crazy. We're going to get it in tonight, man. It's going down. Slam it or jam it. And we have a special guest tonight, Lucy Liu, coming through. So it's going to be pretty hot. But right now, we're going to go to a little mix right now. So y'all just hold tight, you know. So, Jay, if you need to go order that little double cheeseburger and those fries and the lemonade, you can do that right now.
You silly.
Hey, Nikki. Nikki, where Lucy Lou from?
Lucy Lou is from, I think it was New Orleans, I think, exactly. Yeah.
All right, New Orleans.
Yes, yes, yes. And that, and he got something special, you know, about his name and how he got the name Lucy Lou. So.
Oh, the dude.
No.
Shout out to all the folks in the chat room checking this out right now, too.
Is live right now. Shout out to everybody. See, I got the little boat for you. If you want to get on the cruise is open in the chat room.
See ya.
But we're going to go to a little mix right now. So, y'all, just hold tight. And we're going to get it popping right now for a little bit to our guest couple.
Thank you. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I said. All I know, I run my day with an attitude. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I ain't in the jail with them hits, so I kill it. What the fuck a flying boy, a road ass nigga. Ride a real slow, but ain't gonna be my nigga. Got a main bitch, and got a mistress. What else? A couple of girlfriends, I'm fucking rich. Keep my dick on, and keep me smoking. Look at Bill Free, shouting no joke. Say what I stand for, French one. I'ma die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trap? Who ain't hood niggas? Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crip rockin' with the beat and the pipe flow. S.A.'s in the middle, freestyle off the zone. Great squad, walk the block, I put the fuck down. I go hard in the motherfuckin' paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit, what the fuck I said.
With that pussy, and I heard that pussy, it wet as a tsunami. want some change for that thing? Shit, I got my name. She go out of town, hit the mall when she buy clothes. So in the club, she ain't looking like you was a hoe.
No.
Wear a panty line, so her panties fine. And her panties match her bra when she's 7'9".
Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live tonight, and we getting it in. We have two special co-hosts tonight. We have Kano Zapiro out of Vegas of
yeah.
Studio, and we have Jay Dukes representing Gville, South Carolina.
Listen. I'm representing all of South Carolina. I'm from Spartanburg. I work in Greenville. I actually went to school in Orangeburg. So South Carolina stand up in general, man. It is what it is.
Orangeburg, stand up. That's what I'm talking about. Representing the country.
I'm a country boy, too, though. I'm out here in Vegas, but I'm repping Daytona Beach, Florida. You know, shout out to my Bethune Cookman Wildcat around there. You know?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. It's about that time. We're going to start to slam it or jam it, and we're going to do it early tonight, y'all. Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
All right, let's get it started, guys.
It's now time for Slam It or Jam It.
All right, all right. It's time for Slam It or Jam It. And we have some pretty good artists tonight, I would say. But y'all are the judges tonight, so we're going to go ahead and get right into it. First of all, I want to go to Young Spitters, Ball Baby Ball. Check it out.
Ball Baby. 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 Ball like I'm gonna need a sponsor.
Championship ring. More rings than a porn star.
Ball Baby. Ball.
I'm jamming in my car right now. Ball, baby. ball, baby, ball, baby.
I hear that. What about you, Vegas, Kano, the Pyro?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything JB said. You know, nice, catchy concept, nice hook, nice beat. Definitely a performance track. So I say jam.
All right, we jamming that. Okay, we got another for you. We got Vegas, Mr. DJ. Check it out.
I love the way you move your body, 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 girl. And when you drop it low, it's so erotic, erotic, girl. How you make it bounce like that? Smile so cute with an ass so fat. Shake it like you from Puerto Rico.
That, guys,
I like it. You
go
know,
ahead,
it had a nice beat to it. I see where he's going with it. Nice club song, something to dance to. I like it.
I definitely can see the ladies and saying vibing off that. I gotta hear it in person though. Like being to be real with you, like I'm saying, hearing it over the phone, I couldn't really give it a fair shake. As far as I'm saying, if being a pop type record, because I want to hear like the vocals and stuff like that. But from what I heard, like my man said, I can definitely see where he's going with it. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right. So y'all slamming it or you jamming it?
I say jamming
with it. I'm jamming it.
Okay.
I'm definitely jamming it, man.
All right, here we go. We got another. Which is Fab Williams, Center of Attention. Check
hey,
this out.
Is it a pop record or a trap song?
Bad girl, G4 Fresh. Swear to God, if she take three more steps, I'ma give her what she want. This is B4 sex. With that hourglass frame, she don't need corsets. She a tease, more or less. Somebody gotta make the move. I ain't talking about me, more or less. My imagination's running wild, cause her shine kinda got my eyes squinting like I need more rest. Yes, she can make a dime piece feel plain. So bad, she don't even give a real name. Fly handbag, look at a heel game. Sitting on the couch like she posing in a steel frame. Hips rocking while the club playing Lil Wayne. Man and in the tribe, but it's a real shame. All I know is that I was wanna, and I don't care who's the owner.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, just moving all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Yeah. Eye candy as bad as y'all get. Like I say, this ain't your average old chick. Twitter avatar pic, had them all sick. Hit a Facebook, posted a status, one click. Butterfly rose, tatted on her wrist, hard on my sleeve.
All All right, guys, all right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Center of Attention, Thad Williams. What do y'all think of that track?
You know, I like the concept. He got some nice wordplay, but I don't think it's something really forgettable. That's how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel him on that. I like the wordplay. I was vibing him saying to the man, but I don't think it's a hit. I would definitely put it on the album, and I'll ride to it. You know what I'm saying, on a road trip, but I don't think it's a hit yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said road trip. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you for your feedback. Okay. Now we have T.A. Monster, Broken Dream.
Hard to get a job with a criminal record. If we don't pack guns, who the fuck gon' protect us? It's hard to be cool when you constantly under pressure. But I cannot fold, I don't crack under pressure. I relax under pressure and fake facts in my record. One way road to success where I'm going. Keeping an eye open for every single opponent. I'm knowing at any time my aspirations can show them how far I can really go. Though I'm living life for the moment. No, I gotta be focused, my mind is completely open. Cause I know the wrong turn can leave you with the dreams broken. But this journey is a long distance. I am far from finished. I can see the ending. Keep it real, a lot of niggas out here pretending. I guess that's why I'm different.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. I walk this empty street, I'm the only one of the broken dreams. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. I walk this empty street, I'm the only one.
All right, Ralph. What y'all think of that track?
I'll start first. I definitely like, you know what I'm saying, my man Vibe on the track. Like, it's like he was ripping now. You know what I'm saying? As far as with the hook and the beat, it sounds more like a rock record to me. So I'm in between right now, because I think if I heard it one more time and I was riding through it, I would definitely vibe to it. But I don't think that'll be my number one track on the album. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you on that. I think he should make another song. I think he got skills, but this whole the way he was going with it, I don't think this track worked for him.
Samples.
So y'all slamming it or you jamming it? I'm gonna have to slam it, but I'm gonna tell the artist, whoever it is, submit a new song.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with my man on that. I'm gonna slam it, but like I'm saying, to the artist, man, you got skills, you hot, you doing your thing. You know what I mean? So. Sometimes you gotta stay in your lane. I don't think that was your lane from hearing your fan from hearing it the first time. To be real with you.
Yeah, I want to hear something different from that same artist.
Well,
though
we have Soul Final Mix. Check it out.
Hey, I do this Saudi. If I ain't a fly bar girl, what do you call me? I'm feeling like a million. 7, 8, 9 digits, now I need a billion. Gucci kicks with the scarf and belt. So many G's, you think I play for Georgia Tech. Somebody better call Geico. Who's gon' skits, now you dealing with a psycho. Feel like I'm on top of the time, I'm high as hell. Yo, swagger on the ground, I'm fly as hell. They hating on me,
That was SOL by The True. What y'all think of that?
Slate, he a fool, man. Shout out to D Slate in the chat room. He said, oh, snap. Is that 50 Cent little brother, Buffalo Nickel? Man, I say jam that, man. I think the cat, he real confident in what he's doing. He had a nice beat, had a nice feel. He had a nice feel to it, you know what I mean?
I hate the bow down to the industry standard or whatever. You know, and I try to think outside the box and give new artists a chance. But when you got something like that and it's knocking that hard, and my man riding the beat like that and murdering the track, you gotta jam it, man.
Yep, you gotta jam that.
All right, I'm loving that track as well, man. We've been having some hot, we've been having some pretty good artists on. But right now, I want to go to Red Face, Light Years. Tell me what you think.
Shit.
Myself by being me. The rest of you simps simply follow the script. That's in the role that you wish you could be. So people catch you doing things that would normally be associated with a type they don't like to fuck with, but you studied poli sci, so you dodge your duck shit. I try to reach my family and constituents. Maybe it don't matter about none of the shit you win, cause situations are presented just to benefit of to learn how to get over our weaknesses. As a young boy, I manned up. No one had answers to the questions that I held with my hand up. Down ass nigga, but had to stand up. Tired of praying for a different life and stand stuck.
I got a pocket full of cash, tank full of gas, and a girl next to me with a whole lot of ass. And I'm trying to do every last number on the dash to catch every dream that I had. I'm traveling in light years. Pass all the chills, got no pills. I'm traveling.
Through my third eye, never heard I see it all from a distance like a bird's eye. My thoughts gone ever since they said my nerves shot. I stand out like a black car with bird drops. Cause I'm the shit, man, I'm too far ahead. I might be out of this world. Some say I'm.
All right, D Slate. I'm not D Slate. Kano. You got me thinking about D Slate. Kano the Power. What do you think of that?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to have to go back to the chat room. D Slate said.
I'm in the chat room. They are crazy.
Yeah, somebody stubbed their toe in the beginning of the song.
That's.
And somebody else said, was he talking or rapping? But, you know, how I feel about it, I think the production was real needs work. It needs work on the production part. And it's just not, I don't know, it's not my cup of tea on that type of song right there. I understand what he was, you know, he was trying to tell his story, and, something like he wanted to get off his chest, but I'm going to have to say slam it.
Okay. Well, I think we kind of know who got their toast up in the beginning, you know. So we're going to go to some more songs right now. And we're going to go to some more songs right now.
He said, man, it sounded like you were sleep talking.
We're going to go to, right now, we're going to go to Puppet Master Ronnie Covington. Check it out.
Come on, artists, we need some hot. We need some hot.
Well, no, we're going to go to Pretty Boy Breeze, Popular Life. I'm sorry. Pretty Boy Breeze, Popular Life.
Hello? Good, man. What's the deal, G? Chillin'. Man, you about to hit the clump. Come get with us. I'm in for the night, Joe. I'm good. Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? You ain't trying to hit the studio tonight?
Nah, I'm chillin' for the night, Joe. Holla. Hello?
Hey, Breeze. What's up?
Where you at?
Welcome to the popular life. Everybody hit me up. Keep it poppin' tonight. I know so many people get so many names. I meet so many girls, so many names and names. I'm used to the fame cause I'm popular. I stay on top of my game cause I'm popular. Ask them, ask her, her. We're in the next church, church. Who the streets on beat, I'm so popular. I let the losers sit at my table cause I'm the coolest. When the losers leave my table, they are cooler. I don't hate anybody we create. Anybody riding me will be on top. My popularity is godly. They watching me like I'm a star. I'm fresh enough, Jordan probably would double package me. A party that's for me, bring your sister and a sister. Look like Tina and Tamara, a house full of Mary Kate and Ashley. Look, you don't need to conceal, I murder it. High school best dress is my superlative. That's my life story, style change with age. Get money, and the phrase that pays. I take over, nobody takes me. Place. I'm saying even when I'm not praying, I'm amazing grace. Amen. So get off your feet to fly with me. Couldn't understand my fresh if I'm all top wired. Welcome to the popular life. Everybody hit me up, people popping tonight. I know so many people get so many names. I meet so many girls, so many names and names. I'm used to the fame cause I'm popular. I stay on top of my game cause I'm popular. Ask them, ask her, her. We're in the next church, church. School the streets on beat, I'm so popular. Mama said she almost had twins. What would y'all do with me? Cause truthfully, y'all would have been hated two of me. Forget to speak the truth of you. Since I was young, I promised to make more money than every kid that went to school with me. When I grew up, I'm so pretty boy free, so glad that I knew ya. Before the fame, the money, now all the girls hard shoes. The passage to write my show with different world cards. I've been there too, no need to argue. Your life's a joke, you must believe in cartoons. I'm no professor, but my profession gets shit more nutty than shade of pink.
All right, welcome back. To the Nikki Rich Show. So what are you thinking of that track, Kano?
That track right there, it was pretty decent, you know. I'm going to have to give a props to the production on that, you know. I like the beat. Had a nice beat.
Exactly.
I don't know what's up with them lyrics, though. Them lyrics got a question mark over my head right now.
Exactly.
So,
well, you know,
keep submitting your song. Just keep submitting. If we say we're going to slam it, you know, just keep sending music in. Try it again next week.
Exactly. Because this, you know, this is the way we determine if we're going to keep music in rotation.
Yeah, they coming in the chat room the same way, too. They like, they need work on the hook. It's a little messy. D. Slay said, give him some throat spray. Hey, these ladies
are absolutely crazy.
It sounds like Gary Coleman wrote the lyrics.
He is wrong for that. Y'all are wrong. But this concludes the Slam It or Jam It tonight. You know, like, a lot of y'all need work. A lot of you need work. But you always saying, listen to my song, hear my song, and don't get mad when people telling you it ain't good. Don't get mad.
Yeah, don't quit.
You know,
just keep submitting. That's all I'm going to say. We got like 3 out of 10.
Working. Keep working, not just submitting.
For real. We got like 3 out of 10 tonight. You know, we kept 3 songs that was hot. So, hey, we got to filter it out. We got to do what we got to do over here. Because I know Nikki Rich got a reputation and standards on her show. She don't want to
exactly.
get flooded with all this hot garbage.
Exactly.
Just keep doing your thing. Y'all next week.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're on here, and we usually do this on your show, but tonight I want to bring in some hot topics. You know, some hot topics that's going on. You know, what's in the news? What have you heard that's in the news that's hot right now?
I don't know. I can't really say. I seen Lil Wayne wearing an NBA women's basketball jersey.
I don't know what's going on with these men trying to wear women clothes. I see a lot of men wearing women's skinny jeans. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I've been
checking out a little bit. I always go to Media Takeout from time to time. I see that Soulja Boy has a graphic sex tape, and it shows him and one of his homies freaking out some girl, you know. So y'all got to go to Media Takeout and check that out. What you think about that? You think it's just you think it's true, or it's just something that's out there, just like a rumor?
It's probably true, you know. I think so. He's young, so he's still dealing with groupies right now. And, yeah, I seen another thing about Soulja Boy, though. He just bought a new Bentley 2012 GT. Got the first one in America. So, Soulja's doing this
thing
right now.
Shout out to Soulja Boy for buying a Bentley. Man, I'm telling you, this is one talented guy. I don't care what nobody says. He the one that brought out the internet. MySpace, you can be famous from MySpace. And now it's like a lot of people getting famous from Twitter, you know, and YouTube. I mean, he's killing the game. So to me, that's when everybody really started noticing the internet, really. And, you know, visuals such as like YouTube and MySpace. That's when MySpace was popping. I still think it's popping. A lot of people say, oh, I don't go to MySpace. But, you know, you want, if you're an artist or you're a person that's trying to really get out there, people still go to MySpace. So you got to put your face and your name on, you know, you want to own everything, every site. Facebook and Twitter is not the only thing out there.
Right, he's building your fan base, you know, and that's why he's so successful today, because he still got all those followers, and even the youngsters, you know, they growing up with him. So they want to keep looking up to him and keep following his trends, and, you know, he got a big follower.
Exactly, he does. Now, I see... you know, have you been keeping up on do you ever watch Basketball Wives LA?
Yeah, I've been watching that.
So what you think about the show?
What I think about the show, what I think about the ladies on there?
Yeah.
it's crazy right now. And, you know, Gloria, I think she's like the head honcho right now. She's trying to be like Shawnee O'Neal. You know, she always, you know, saying she going to do this, and she be the one that, I don't know. I don't know how to comment on that. But I like Drea, though, man. Drea, she's hot.
I think a lot of people are fans of Drea just because, you know how it is sometimes when it seems like a person is an underdog, I know people tend to go with that person.
Yeah, I like her. Doug Christie's wife. What's his wife's name? The one that got married.
Her
like
name
18.
Is Jackie Christie, and she was on our show, I would say, about a month ago. We're excited to have her on. She's an author, and she also has her own record label out there in California. So, major shout out to Jackie Christie. We are huge fans of Jackie Christie here.
What about Shaniqua, the Compton girl?
Miss Malaysia, yeah. I like Malaysia. She's awesome. They're working on charity work, and I like that she's creating her own like jewelry line, so I think that's pretty hot, jewelry line for children, because you remember when you was young, you remember I used to wear the little gold wrist, you know, the little, what is that, what they used to call them things, the hair and bones, and then they had the bracelets that go with it.
Yeah. I don't know what the baby jewelry. I don't think that shit's going to work. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it will, because when you think about it, do you remember, or even now, today, you know, you always see little kids with jewelry on, with the little necklace, the little earrings. You know, because a lot of parents pierce their ears now, you know, and they pierce them when they were like a couple of months old. So, you know, just looking back, and then some babies have little rings. It's something that you probably don't really notice, but a lot of babies and a lot of kids have children's jewelry, you know, because the parents want them to shine.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that one episode. I think it was the last one when they got the MMA ring and Gloria's sister put hands on Drea. She was like, boop, 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 boop. I was like, get me out of here. I'm finna go, girl. I'm finna go.
She said, just as long as you don't hit my boobs.
Yeah. But they said fight, and she just went on her. What's her glorious sister name?
I forgot her name.
Tammy, I want to say Tammy.
No, Tammy is on the Miami. I forgot her name, though. But, yeah, it's been good because I like it because it's been different. It's different. Like, you know how it might be Laura. You know how Miami and L.A. is totally different. And, you know, another show I really, really like, I like the T.O. show. His show is pretty hot.
What it is?
You ever watch the T.O. show?
The what?
T.O. show.
Oh, T.O.?
Owen. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll be watching T.O. Big Crop.
Yeah, his show's pretty hot.
I think him and, what's that girl named, Keita? I think they're going to hook up, though.
I think they should be together, to be honest. Because, I mean, you know how even though you act crazy and, you know, when you start spending a lot of time with a person, I mean, I know they say it's not going to happen, but I think they should, you know?
Yeah. Keita,
I think they would make you comfortable.
Making some wild faces. She be flaring up her nose. In them interviews, like, stick a 50 cent piece in that mug.
You are crazy. You are crazy.
But yeah, matter of fact, speaking of T.O., he was hospitalized in L.A. after someone called 911 to report a medical emergency at an apartment where Owens has been staying. Ambulance picked up Owens at the apartment complex, and police arrived soon after. Authorities haven't disclosed the nature of the emergency call or explained why police were called on the scene. T.O. had already been rushed away to the hospital by the time the police arrived to the apartment, and Terrell Owens has since been released from the hospital.
Wow, what's wrong?
They haven't disclosed it yet, so that's according to TMZ.
I hope he's all right. I hope he's all right. Shout out to T.O. with your hands on sale. Chocolate drop.
All right. Stop crying on the camera, okay? What's wrong with you? You cried on two episodes.
What was the second episode he cried on?
The first one he was crying on when he was at the apartment, old boy came over there from BET and trying to help him with his finances and stuff. And then he went to his mama house on the next episode and started crying to her. Yeah, mama, I had knee surgery, mama. I don't know. I can't find no feet, mama. Nobody want to pick me up, mama.
You are crazy. And I know that I know that he was saying about his finances. He had a close friend to, you know, take some money, and I guess it was a person. I'm guessing. I assume that it was a person that was, you know, doing business with him.
Man, these like you said. He's so broke, he owed himself some money.
D-Slate is crazy. Oh, my goodness. But I love some T.O. And what's the other guy name? T.O. and Ocho Cinco. I wonder what happened to that show.
You know, Ocho, he back in the lead now, so he ain't got time to be filming nothing.
So what happened? T.O. is not in the league no more?
Nah, he haven't still found a team yet. So, man, somebody picked T.O. up.
T.O. pretty good.
Yeah, he's a good player, but nobody likes his attitude. So,
oh, yeah.
He like Dennis Rodman. You know, Dennis Rodman was one of the best rebounders in the NBA, but ain't nobody like to play with them.
That's sad. Poor T.O. But it pays to, you know, to be on your best behavior and not, you know, have any bad blood with anybody.
Yeah. Respect goes a long way, peoples.
Exactly.
So, and staying professional. Keep your professionalism on at all times. Don't ever, you know, let down your guard or think you're too comfortable. And like the way he was cocky and confident, like during the times he was in the NBA or NFL, he was acting like he was going to be there forever. Like, hey, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't got to worry about nothing. Until you got dropped. Now you like, oh, snap, what I'm going to do now? You're trying to fix the barbershop.
And another thing that our athletes and whoever, anybody in the entertainment industry need to do is you need to have your money under control. While you spending and buying and whatever, selling or whatever you're doing, having just a free-for-all, you know, that money, it goes fast, you know? Just be mindful.
No money, more problems. You know, I know T.O., he had like five different houses. You know, he paying for his mama house. He got a house in Miami. He got a house in Atlanta. Got a house in L.A. Got cars everywhere. Got businesses. So monthly bills, it gets gets expensive, man, for real. So you gotta stay on your job, man.
Yeah.
You got family, has a cousin. Cousin, I need $20,000, cousin.
You know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I got some wild, I got a wild story for you. Now, we did a story last night on HME, but I'd love to share it with your fans also. A woman at Walmart arrested for throwing bleach on somebody, and 19 people got hospitalized. 19 people got sent to the hospital. 33-year-old Teresa Jefferson was arrested for pouring pine salt and bleach on another female at Walmart in Baltimore, Maryland. According to NY Daily News, Jefferson turned herself in to the police after the incident. She's currently being held on a $350,000 bond. Police say the unidentified woman was feuding long before the incident. Apparently, Jefferson had a child with the victim's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did Jefferson injure the unidentified woman, but 19 other people were sent to the hospital for treatment for respiratory problems due to the toxic fumes from the mixture of the cleaning products.
Wow, that's crazy. That is
like,
crazy.
That's that bitch right there. Kiki, get the pants off. What up, bitch?
That is crazy. Man, people wilding out right now. That's too much. That is too much going on, man. What else you got over there, Kano? So what about some Clorox too? That'll really do it. That bleach. Each other skin alive.
Yeah, she had both of them, though. She hit her with both of them. You know, all bleach together. You don't know
oh
that shit.
They trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, she got a $350,000 bill. 10% of that from Bell's bond is $35,000. So, man, I don't see her getting out no time soon.
That's crazy. These people getting outrageous. What you think it is? Is it the weather? What is it? Because, I mean, it be hot, cold. What you think going on?
I can't call it, man. I don't know. Might be some of these energy drinks they be sipping on.
So Locos.
Yeah, So Locos or something.
They getting crazy, right? Well,
I see this video.
We're going to. Huh?
I seen a video of an 82-year-old grandpa doing the Dougie.
Oh, I saw that one. That is crazy.
I'm posting in the chat room. D Slay said they're going to make her ass clean up the whole prison before she get out.
D Slay is wilding tonight. He is crazy, yo. Well, right now we're going to go to some more music, man. We go get it in. Y'all are crazy. We're going to go to some music before we get to our special guest of the night, Mr. Lucy Lou, coming through. All right. Miguel, sure thing. Check it out.
You could be the cash, I'll be the rubber band, you be the match, I won't be a few. Boom, painter baby, you could be the music.
gotta sit back. You can bet that never gotta sit back. You can bet that never gotta sit back.
See the light, see the fire, baby. It's from the blood, see the light, baby. Fire it up, brighter, baby. You can see the cool stuff. From the lyric, baby, you can see the note. Chord that sink on the ceiling. Take my breath away, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
take you round the world. Take you round the world. Take you round the world, girl. Tell nobody so. When we stop, nobody knows. Don't tell us so. Take off from work. Run home quick and pack some clothes. Not too.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are winding it down. Oh, yeah. On this Tuesday, it is Slammin' a Jammin' Tuesday Indie Night. We getting it in tonight. We getting it in. We have a special guest coming through. We have Kano the Pyro in the building representing Vegas in the house.
Yeah. We call
All
it New
right.
Vegas.
New Vegas. All right. Well, we're going to get started our second half. We have our special guest tonight, Lucy Liu in the building. All right. Here we go. Let's get it
poppin'.
Man, we have a hot artist coming through. We would like to welcome none other than Lucy Liu to the Nikki Rich Show. What's going on, Lucy Liu?
What's happening, baby? How y'all doing?
We good. We glad to have you in the building.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Believe that.
Man, you know, I've been checking you out, your music, everything's hot. And, you know, just checking out your story, man, it's amazing. Just, you know, just learning about Lucy Liu is you have had a hard journey, but, you know, look at you today.
All right. It's a long road, but I'm here.
Yeah, you here today. Well, we're glad to have you on the Nikki Rich Show. You doing big things. You know, we always have the best on. That's what we here for.
Right.
That's what we do.
Believe that.
So tell everybody, Lucy Liu, where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, east side.
All right. New Orleans.
New Orleans, baby. Down there.
New Orleans had the best food, man. I used to go all the time, man, to the little French Quarter, get the little Beignon things, the little biscuit donut things, man. Those things are hot.
Yeah, I miss that boudin. That boudin be hitting. Oh, you like the boudin? Oh, y'all got to come back, man. Yeah, enjoy to have y'all down. Let me take you out. I can bring you out to some nice, nice places to eat. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I
went to this place called Mike something and Mama's Kitchen or something like that. Man, they was getting rowdy. And Mama's Kitchen, you better order your food then, or they're going to be like, move out the way.
Yeah, believe that. Yeah, shout out to the homie D1 out there.
Oh, yeah.
He just put out a new video, Uncle Tom. Y'all check
D1.
That out. And Mr.
Al Project, D1.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
How would you describe your music for all the listeners out there who never heard you before?
It's real street, you know what I'm saying? I'm really like I rap for the street follow, or the street fella, the street nigga, if I can say that, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, you got to do. So I see you're affiliated with Lil Wayne. Tell us how you got connected with Lil Wayne.
Oh, man, Lil Wayne, we've been popping
since way back, 95, 96, way back with Squad Up. I was a member of Squad Up back then. You know what I'm saying? So we still kick it. Still my partner. We still get it in. Matter of fact, he on the mixtape. Me and him got a song called I'm Good. You can check that out too.
Yes, most definitely. And we got that as well. We got that tonight. And we're going to be playing that as well, that I'm Good by Lucy Liu and Lil Wayne. We're going to get it in tonight. Man, that's pretty hot that y'all got a chance to, you know, create that mix together.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty major because Lil Wayne doing his thing right now.
Right. Shout out to Lil Wayne. That was a good look from him. You know what I'm saying? Reach out to me to do that with me. He didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So that was a good look. Shout out to the whole YMCMB family, matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about it. We want to go ahead and go to it, and we're going to check it out. So to all our listeners that tune in right now, we are live with none other than Lucy Liu in the building, along with Kano the Pyro and me, Miss Nikki Rich. Here we go.
Go.
No standards, nigga. Got T here, Duke here, Streets here, Luke here. We in here, bitch. Okay, Boston Red Sox cap. I get baseball money. Used to do it big, but now, bitch, I do it Paul Bunyan. Cincinnati Reds cap. Skinny jeans, black chuck. Hollywood shotgun. Watch me make it act up. Saints cap, new car. Paint that if it ain't black. Red light, press a button, make the top sink back. That was tough, so are us. No such thing as sober up. You close-minded, I shoot you in your head, I bet you open up. High yellow woman with a hair to her ass. Bring her home, fuck her like a belt, then I crash. And when it comes to head, I get the head of the clan. I got them green bags like I laid in the grass. Lucci be my nigga, the East up in the building. Young Moolah bitch. The blanks already filled in. Fire a long dick. Them bitches wanna pull Weezy, baby nigga. I ain't just good, motherfucker.
I'm good. I'm good.
No chill.
I'm good.
I'm getting money every time I'm in the studio. I'm getting money, bitch, even when I do a show. I get the money even if I have to sue a hoe. That's how the game go. East side play it cold. We love a new coupe. We love our next pro. You couldn't be me if you could. Weezy, baby, Lucci Liu, and we good.
All right. That was Lucy Liu and Lil Wayne. I'm good. I'm loving that track, man. That's pretty hot.
That's hot, man. Thank you, baby. Thanks a lot, my man. Believe that.
Shout out to Monster Beast for producing
that, too. Producing that track. That's a beat by Monster Beast. I can't forget about them. You know what I'm talking about?
You got that on the web anywhere? I swear I heard that song
before.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the No Ceiling mixtape.
It's on the Wayne
No Ceiling mixtape, yeah.
Now tell the folks out there, man, how you get your name, man? Where did your name come from?
Man, that's been my name before this rap. They always called me Lucci Liu. It's just something in the hood, you know what I'm saying? I was always about the money, so they just used to call me Lucci Liu. You know what I'm saying? So I ran with it with the rap name also. So it ain't nothing new.
All right. What made you first realize you want to pursue a career in music?
About 3 years ago is when I first started this. I first started playing around in the studio. Well, I was always in the studio messing with Wayne. But like 3 years ago was my first time actually getting in the booth. And And everybody was saying, you know, I had a nice sound on the mic, you know what I'm saying, on the beat or whatever. So I ran with it, started getting a little money with it. So let's do it.
All right. Who are some of your influences, the performing and recording?
Pimp C. Pimp C, that was my, I used to love Pimp C, man. That was my dude. I wish he was here. I always wanted to do something with Pimp.
All right, for sure, for sure. Where you want to see yourself in the next 5 years as an artist? What are some of your long-term career goals?
Oh, man, I'm trying to, I want to see a lot of money. I'm doing it for the money. I'm hoping I'll be on top next year, 5 years. Next year, I'm trying to be at the top, man. I'm trying to just grind, get it in. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what I'm doing. Everything going good. Got a new mixtape coming out next week. Hope everybody go get that call to refill. You know what I'm saying? My first mixtape was Mr. Pharmaceutical. If you don't got it, you can go on iTunes or that Tiff and get that too.
All right. You got something with Yo Gotti? That's pretty hot. Shout out to Yo Gotti. I got a chance to meet him last weekend at ATL. Yo
Gotti. Yeah,
all right. Hey, check this out, man. If you had to think of like a slogan that can leave a positive impact for everybody, what would your slogan be?
Well, my slogan be, let me think. I got so many, so much. I say, but a positive impact. Stay focused, man. Focus. PYP, play your position.
All right. That's what's up. If you had a chance to change anything about this industry, music industry, what will it be?
Man, I'm not really trying to change nothing. I'm just trying to stay in my lane, play my role. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do their thing. Everybody has their own ways they grow about this music thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to change nothing. I'm new to the game. I'm just trying to, like I said, get my lane, stay in my lane, see what I can do.
All right. I got one more question, last one. How you feel about file swapping and what's the process?
I didn't hear you.
I said, how do you feel about file swapping, working with different producers or different artists?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I like, you know what I'm saying, because all of it would be different sounds with different producers. You know what I'm saying? I'd be looking for that. I don't want nobody to say all my music sound the same, or you know what I'm saying? So I like to work with different people, you know what I'm saying, different sounds. They bring out some different stuff to me. So, yeah, I love it.
What's the process?
Matter of fact, I just did something with DJ Speedy. I heard y'all just had DJ Speedy up here, too.
Yes. It was crazy.
Me, DJ
yes.
Speedy, and Gucci Mane. So you can be looking for that, too.
So what's the process of getting that done? Like, you know, you got an email they can send music to, a website?
Oh, yeah, I believe that. You can send my email. It's Lucicolay. LuciColay at Yahoo. And you can follow me on Twitter at I'm Good Luci. Facebook, Luci Lu, LuciLou. So if you need to get at me, that's how you can get at me. You know what I'm saying? Google me, Luci Lu. Everything pop up right there.
You already know. Now, we have some more music. We have Let's Do It. Tell us a little bit about Let's Do It.
Let's Do It. That's with, that's another one produced by Monster Beats. I did that one like probably like 5-6 months ago. Something
mm-hmm.
beat banging, you know what I'm saying? I like the bass. I love bass, so it got a lot of bass in it. Just thought, let's do it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, exclusive here on the Nikki Rich Show. We have Luci Lu. Let's Do It.
Let's Do It.
My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white beauty. This shit stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest. My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white Buick, white top, white seat. Fucking call a bitch Jewish.
Well, yeah, is that bitch?
Oh, this shit stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest. My nigga, let's do it. Lucci Lou, one of the truest. Ocean blue diamonds with the cocaine Buick. Try to rob something, bitch nigga, is you stupid? One to the chest. Cupid, got a thing for bad hoes, can't stand groupies. Let her rock Louis, Gucci on Tuesday, Fendi on Wednesday. That's how my clique do it. Wait till the weekend, jury getting stupid. Man, it's be a monster, fuck that Lupin. Nah, I got these sad rappers running around droopin'. You know I'm probably Coopin', riding around ruthless. Got a problem with the lotto pick, let's do this.
My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white Buick, white top, white seat. Fucking call a bitch Jewish.
Well, yeah, is that bitch?
Oh, this bitch stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest.
My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white Buick, white top, white seat. Fucking call a bitch Jewish.
Well, yeah, is that bitch?
Oh, this bitch stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest.
So now you riding 80?
Monte Carlo, baby.
Fucking
with
right.
The target tops and the paint job. Crazy.
Well, why you looking lazy?
Cause I've been puffing hazy. Black, 44, sipping, puffing Jay-Z. On my way to Macy's.
Yeah.
Me, Cody, and Lacey. They up in the back, fighting over PlayStation. Police pull me over, ask for license registration.
Fuck.
I threw a couple stacks, told him take a vacation.
Take
man,
that.
This shit amazing. No time waste. Right back to blazing, I'm good like Megan. Never gave a fuck about you bitch niggas hating. Mr. Pharmaceutical, the mixtape, baby.
My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white Buick, white top, white seat. Fucking call a bitch Jewish.
Well, yeah, is that bitch?
Oh, this bitch stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest.
My nigga, let's do it. Cocaine, white Buick, white top, white seat. Fucking call a bitch Jewish.
Well, yeah, is that bitch?
Oh, this bitch stuck me to it. I got all my jewels on and my diamonds are the bluest.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. Now, I really...
Yeah.
That's hot.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thanks a lot.
Man, that track was fire right there. I liked the little beat.
Yeah,
I loved everything.
Crazy.
I liked the lyrics. I mean, everything.
Thank you, baby. Yeah. Shout out to Monster Beat for another one. These beats be crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I see you. I mean, you doing your thing right now.
Oh, I'm trying. I got to get there. I'm trying to get to the top.
Exactly. So now you making these hot tracks and you are collaborating with the hottest artist there is. How is life treating you right now? How is everything right now? I know sometimes we face challenges and go through things. So, you know, right now as you on your journey, you know, have you experienced any challenges right now? Or, I mean, how is it? How's everything going?
Well, everything good right now. I'm doing a lot of traveling, like I said, I'm really used to it because I've been around the game for a long time. I just started doing the rap thing myself, but I've been around it, so everything good. I'm saying just a lot of traveling away from home, away from my family. That's it. That's the only challenge.
Okay. All right. I hear that. You know, so I know you're from New Orleans. And,
yeah,
you know, there was Hurricane Katrina. Now, how is it being from, you know, before Hurricane Katrina to now?
Oh, it's getting better. It's getting better. It's still bad down. You know what I'm saying? Ain't all good down there, but it's getting a lot better from how it was. Year or two after, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's starting to come back home, and but you know, everything getting better. We survivors down there in New Orleans. Everything good. We gonna make a way, believe that.
Do you think that it's better than what it was before? Because you know how sometimes you could turn a negative into a positive. So, you know, even though, you know, there were lives lost, and people lost houses and different things, do you think now is something better, like the people that didn't have houses now, and, you know, people are taking better care? Do you think that happened since Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, it's good. That's one thing that came. That was one good thing that came out of it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people was in the projects or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and bad neighborhoods or whatever, and a lot of people came back and rebuilt, and now they get to, you know what I'm saying, see some new stuff, new houses, all that. That's one of the good things about it, you know what I'm saying? The jobs, it's still hard to get jobs down there for my people, though.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll have a lot of jobs. They had jobs right after the storm, but now it's like a lot of people out there unemployed, so that's one thing we need to work on in my city. But besides that, everything good.
Well, I know that you have your own label. Tell us a little bit about that.
The name of my label, Lottery Pick Entertainment. I'm the CEO, me and a friend of mine, T.A.T. Shout out to T.A.T., you know what I'm saying? That's the name of the label or whatever. Like I said, we only been out for, 3 years now, but we've been making some real good moves. We're doing a lot of big things. I have a lot of features going to be on my album. You know what I'm saying? So everything coming along. I got a loyal team. My team real loyal to me. That's a big thing to me, is loyalty. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got loyalty.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing.
Exactly. Well, I commend you for everything you're doing. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on tonight. Had a chance to listen to your music, and we do have it in rotation now. I mean,
Yeah. Thanks a lot, baby. I want to get you some more of that. That's nothing right there. I got some more for you.
Most definitely. And we're going to continue to support everything that you have going on, and tell all your friends, anybody that's an artist, inspire artist, actor, athlete, whomever. Just tell everybody about the Nikki Rich Show. We are here to support you guys, you know, ensuring that you guys get your everything heard. You have a voice. You have a vision. You have a goal. So we want to make sure that you are getting heard. You know, that's what we're here for.
That's what up. That's what we need. And I thank you a lot, too. I thank y'all a lot for having me on, you know what I'm saying? And I will pass the word on.
It's been a pleasure. And like I said, we got some new music in. We got some hot music going and flowing, and we're going to continue to play that Lucci Lou.
Believe that. Thank y'all. It was a pleasure.
And also, you know what? I'm gonna ask you. I need a favor. Do you mind doing a drop for the Nikki Rich Show?
Oh, that's no problem.
All right.
That's nothing.
Yeah, we would love to have a drop from you.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah.
And we always end by saying, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying, God bless.
That's how you always end it?
Yes, that's how we end it.
Let me make sure I got this right. Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what it is again, how you end it again.
I say, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying, God bless.
All right. What it do? It's your homeboy, Lucha Lou, on the Nicky Rich Show. And we wish you all the best with love and success. And God bless you. We out.
All right. Lucha Lou in the building. Much love. Then the Lucha Lou in the building. Man, awesome, awesome artist. So y'all go check him out. He is on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at I'm Good Lucha. And that's spelled IMGOODLUCCI. So go check him out, y'all. Go follow him. He got some hot tracks. So definitely go follow him. Right now we're going to wind things down. I'm enjoying this Lamina Jam at Tuesday, Indie Night. We had two special co-hosts in the building. We had Jay Dukes along with Kano the Pyro of HME Radio. It's been such a pleasure tonight. We've been getting it in. But right now I want to go to this Insane Wayne, producer that was on our show. He was a guest the other night. So Insane Wayne produced the track Shawty with T-Pain. So y'all check it out.
Hey, what's happening, homie? Get your little woke flies, man.
Shawty.
Hey, Pain, I want you to tell about your shawty, homie. And I'm going to tell them about mine, dog.
Even though I'm not the man, you're not my girl. I'm going to call you mine.
Shawty.
I can't stand it till you treat it bad. I'll beat his ass for my
shawty. Mom, the baddest thing around, and she already know it. I pointed at the dunk and told her this pose to be yours. Showed her a couple sights and told her I'd let her blow it. The hottest thing in the city, baby, you can't ignore it. I showed her I was the real goon and she went for it. First time I caught her, she didn't know how to throw a bite. Now she an animal, I got a sex game right. I taught her how to talk to me while she shake, and open up and showed her what a real goon like. I told her you to do sex on the first night, cause after I beat your bed, I'm liable to mess up your whole life. I got a train now she fucked me with ice. I call her my little busted baby, cause she keeps it tight. Whenever I tell her the bus, I ain't got to tell her twice. Whenever I wanna get old, she know how to get me right.
Even though I'm not your man, you're not my girl, I'ma call you mine. I can't stand it till you treat it bad. I'll beat his ass for my love.
Ladies, case, corner store, scramble the eggs right. But I bring that bacon home, knows where I keep the O's and stash all the chicken. Call on my cell phone before the feds kick it. Keep a rocky like a diamond mine. Cocky, now I gotta be, cause jealousy's the root of evil. I don't have that kind of mind. Take her anywhere, make her conquer many sins. He said she's scared of lightning, but her wrist is shocking everywhere. And yes, I hate cops, so show me where the woman at. My girl like money, if you take a bet, I get it back. You need a project girl or a hood chick? I need both of them at the same time, I'm good, bitch. I need a working chick, now watch her work for every dime. She don't want your money. I need a working chick, I need a working chick, I need a working chick, I need a working. My chick working all the time, my chick be working all the time, my chick be working all the time, my chick be working all the time. I need a working chick, now watch her work for every dime. She don't want your money.
My chick say grinding, man. She know how to get that pay. She know how to shake her ass. She dancing on the table. She like you other bitches out there on that Twitter shit. And that Facebook, trying to find a nigga that rich. Whole ice on the wrist, Louis Percy, she keep it fresh. Ho, and she keep a nigga high on the weed and X. Ho, then she suck a nigga dry while I leave her wet. Ho, I have her coming back for more, I tell her she the best. Ho, ain't nothing like a chick that can hold her own.
That right.
Ain't nothing like a bitch to give a dog a bone.
That right.
Nerd, so many motherfuckers wanna clone her. She just like me and lean, drinking stone. Nerd.
Watch her work for every dime. She don't want your money.
I need
a Nikki
Rich.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. You can listen to us anytime, Sunday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, we got some special guests coming up within this week and the next week. We also have some events going on. I will be heading to Tampa to host Miss Tiger's birthday with Skyline Marketing, along with Miss China of BSNS Radio. We will also be hosting at Busch Gardens on Thursday night. So it's going to be crazy. And we're going to be doing live shows. So it's going to be wild at Busch Gardens. So y'all got to tune in because it's going to be crazy. We're going to be hanging out with JT Money. So y'all got a chance to, you know, check out JT Money when he came on. And we're going to be with so many more celebrities and artists. It's going to be crazy at Tiger's birthday. But I do want to let everybody know on October the 29th, I will be hosting a showcase in Rockingham, North Carolina. So, yes, we're going back to Rockingham. And it's the Sky's the Limit Entertainment will be presenting this as well. Shout out to them. And Miss Diamond D will be a headliner. So we're excited about going to Rockingham again. It's going to be hot. I am enjoying this ride. Just to let everybody know, we got some hot guests coming out next week. We're going to start it off Monday with pro wrestler. And it's a female pro wrestler, that is, Miss Lady Tapper. She's going to be in the building along with, we're going to have a special guest along with her. And on Tuesday, we got Livio Harris of Notting Hill Music. He is the VP of Notting Hill Music, along with, we have one of the Star Quality. So if y'all don't know Star Quality Entertainment, the Icon will be coming through. And on Wednesday, man, it's going down. Troy Rollins, we have co-hosting with us, and we're going to have none other than Cherokee. Cherokee is coming through. Y'all know Cherokee. We're going to be sitting down talking about her and her upcoming project. She's with Star Quality as well. And we got Sick Trey G coming through, along with CNC Music Factory. I cannot wait. I know y'all remember CNC Music Factory, Things to Make You Go, Things to Make You Go, And so we're gonna get it in. So it's gonna be live next week. We got some pretty hot guests, and we have some more, but we don't want to release next week because we have a treat for you guys. So we want to give you a little bit, but not all. So just know we're gonna get it in when I get back from Tampa. I'm excited to go to Tampa, and this is my first time flying, I would have to say. I never flown before, but it's the first time for everything. We always drive. I don't care if it's 12 hours, 13 hours, 24 hours. We always would drive, but this is my first time flying. So major shout out to Miss China and Miss Tiger. We coming down to Tampa representing the Carolinas. We're gonna get it in. We're going hard, man. It's gonna be pretty live. And also to let you guys know that we also have Josh Anderson from, I know y'all probably seen the movie Brooklyn's Finest. He'll be coming on. And on the 20th, we got Rodney Perry coming through. So it's going to be crazy. Rodney Perry will be on the 20th of October. And we are already working it out for November. So, I mean, we've been booked up for October, but we already working it in for November. And November is going to be crazy, just like October. So, we're gonna have a blast. So, y'all tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wind Down Wednesday, where we wind it down. And we have Troy Rollins come in and talk about sex, love, raw, uncut. And I know that some of y'all love that time. And major shout out to Jersey Freak. I know Jersey Freak, everybody's been talking about Jersey Freak, where she at, where she been. But, you know, over the weekends, I have my friends who's like, boy, that Jersey Freak is too funny. So, you know, I mean, she is, she's hilarious. But they just shout out to Jersey Freak, come through on Wind Down Wednesdays. We have a blast, man. It's crazy. So, Jersey Freak, if you're out there, have your questions ready for tomorrow. I know some people was missing you last week, so we need you to come through. We need you to come through tomorrow. With Troy Rollins, Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut. And no, again, next Wednesday, we're going to have Miss Cherokee in the building. All right, we're going to wind things down. I thank you guys for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich anytime. Or you can follow the Rich Execs and the Rich Execs with Miss, our promotions director, Miss Chiquetta. She's doing her thing. She also has a book that's coming out, and we got to support her. And, you know, she's doing major things as well. So y'all support Miss Chiquetta Presidential. And also we have the Nikki Rich Show, and it's NIKKIRICH. You can follow us that way or get on Twitter and get on Facebook. Because we are everywhere. Get on our site, thenikkirichshow.blogspot.com. We everywhere, and we're trying to, you know, do it big. All right. Here we go. We're winding it down.
Nikki Rich.
Now, the Nikki Rich Show.